I suppose most of you know the name Johnny Carson, right? Does that ring any bells? Okay. Well, I mean, for many years, he came into our living rooms and bedrooms at night, and he was the late night leader for NBC and for all of television, and really, really made that late night genre what it is today. But what you may not know is that Mr. Carson was also a pilot. And to talk a little bit more about that tonight, we are very pleased to be joined by two very special people, Johnny Carson's nephew, Jeff Sotzing, and Judy Scholl, who you may remember from the air show. So if Jeff and Judy like to come on up, we'll talk a little bit about Johnny Carson, the pilot.
As I was backstage, Jeff and Judy asked if I'd come out for a moment to share a couple of insights.
That would be great.
First of all, I've known Judy for many decades.
Boy, I'm really old.
No. We go back to the days when I used to fly air shows with Art Scholl. We'd go out to Flaybaugh or to Rubidoux.
And Chapter 1, EAA.
And Art was the premier showman. I mean, he was a man ahead of his time in terms of highlights and stand out in the wing while he's on autopilot, and the antics go far, far beyond. Tonight you're going to learn a little bit about how Judy and Jeff got together. But I want to highlight, a lot of people didn't know Johnny Carson was a pilot.
That's right. Basically, when he passed away, his wife gave him his flight bag, which is a snapshot from what he was doing in 1963, which is actually flying in out of Teterboro Airport in New York City.
And in just a moment, Steve's going to come back up here and join us to talk about it. But I just want to share one quick story that'll get it started. Jeff was at headquarters a couple months ago, and we were talking about the flight bag, and we were looking at the airplane he learned how to fly in.
Right.
And he looked up the N number, went to the registry and looked up the pilot, called the pilot, and turned out that the picture in the registry was the picture taken of him landing here at Oshkosh last year. So we tracked down the pilot, and he's back with us tonight, the airplane, the flight bag, the pilot, the airplane.
Right.
So we've gone full cycle. So enjoy the story tonight, because I want to tell you, Johnny Carson was a great entertainer, but he's also an excited aviator, and you'll learn more about him in just a few minutes. Jeff and Judy, welcome to Oshkosh.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, well, welcome. We'll get comfortable, and see you brought your cheering section with you this evening.
Oh, not these guys. I mean, somebody needs to call security.
These folks in this front row are all from my home airport.
Okay, and which airport is that?
Rialto Airport in Southern California.
Well, welcome.
Hi, guys.
Let me guess, you've all been here before, haven't you?
First time.
First time? Okay. It looks like you're in with a good crew. Well, let's talk a little bit about your uncle, Johnny Carson.
Yep.
Of course, everybody knows the TV side, but is there a reason that he got involved in aviation? It was just...
Well, I think that it was a great way for him to escape. He grew up in a small town in Nebraska, and then moved to Los Angeles and to New York. And this was a thing that he could do and be by himself, very accomplished. I knew that he flew. Oh, sorry about that. I knew that he flew. Because I'm a pilot, and I'd sent him pictures of me flying, and we actually flew in Santa Monica and around the L.A. Basin. And when he passed away, his wife said, I want you to have his flight bag, which I didn't even know existed. And as I say, the flight bag is really this snapshot from 1963. He was actually flying the day that John F. Kennedy was assassinated, and he was flying in the New York area. And I had the flight bag in my possession for a long time, and I didn't really know what to do with it. And then I also had some video of Johnny flying with Art Scholl from the 60s. And Johnny always wanted to do the Lamschabach. And I guess he arranged to have Art take him up, right?
Right. Apparently he or his colleagues called Art, asked Art if he would take him up. And of course, you only have to ask Art once to do something like that, especially if there's a camera involved.
Right.
So they got together. This was back at a time where we were based at Flaybaugh Airport in Riverside, California. And they went out to, Art had an aerobatic box over Lake Matthews, and that's where they got together.
Right, and it's great footage because the first 10 years of The Tonight Show have been erased. Actually, NBC reused the tape. They didn't see any value in those old shows. But there's segments from elements that were played back into the show, and the segment with Art is available. And maybe 20 years ago, 15 years ago, Judy sent me a letter. Said, does the segment still exist? I was able to make her a copy. And then we ran into each other in Mexico, of all places, flying for the Flying Samaritans.
We had never met personally. I knew right. of Jet, and we were down in Mexico, or at least, excuse me, I was down in Mexico. I got up early one morning walking along the beach. Here comes this guy walking towards me, and since there's nobody else around, you stop and chit-chat and talk. And we did for maybe 15 minutes. At the end of the conversation, he says, "Nice talking to you, and by the way, my name's Jeff Sotzing." And I said, "Well, I'm Judy Scholl." And I looked at him and I said, "Jeff Sotzing, were you ever in television?" And that took him aback.
Yeah.
And that's when he said, "Well, I was a producer on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson." I said, "Boy, I have a story for you, because my husband took him up."
Yeah, it was
so
amazing.
That's how we met.
Yeah, and the footage is really, really wonderful. And the footage and the flight bag are now under Art's airplane in the museum, and it's a great thing. It's really nice.
I was over there this afternoon going through the museum primarily to visit the chipmunk. I didn't realize that they had already got the footage on display, and so that was an extra bonus. And if you have a chance, go to the museum anyway, but in particular, this is a really wonderful display that's set up, and it shows Johnny and Art flying in the chipmunk, and Johnny has some wonderful expressions.
Right.
I'll let you...
Yeah, and he's got black hair, and he's... Yeah, it's,
both
it's,
of them did.
Both of them did,
in fact,
right.
Art has his horn-rimmed glasses on. I mean, it's historic footage.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, describe a little bit, I mean, what do we see when we see this footage? I mean,
well, basically, they strap the camera onto the wing of Art's chipmunk. They go out to Rialto, which is just a dirt strip. I don't know if it was Rialto or...
It was... they went to a little dirt strip over Lake Matthews, which is kind of southeast of Riverside.
And it's funny, because they say they're over Riverside Airport, which is now just full of homes. Mm-hmm. And there's not one home in this video. And they do the Lam Shavak, and Johnny does a few maneuvers, and he says, I would have thrown up, but I didn't know which way was up. So...
that sounds about right.
That's it. And it's great.
It's classic Carson, because there's several quick-witted quips in there, and you have to pay attention to the video, but it's just really classic. It's wonderful. And I'm so delighted it's here at EAA.
It's great. It should be here.
Under the chipmunk. You know, it all kind of ties together.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Well, now, this must have been some of the first real aerobatic mount footage that was taken then, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty early? Was it film or video?
It's film. And I had the original film. And if you look, they show you the camera on the wing, and it's duct taped on there, and it's this big, giant thing. And it's amazing.
It was shot in 16mm film.
Wow.
You know, and back in those days, it was kind of primitive, based on today's technology with everything's digital.
Sure.
And, I mean, even before that, it was video. And so they would have to land, reload, and go up again, whereas it would be much easier to pull off.
Right.
Now.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, just knowing from working here at EAA and seeing the footage that our TV people capture, the progression from the sort of large cameras that were videotaped to the smaller lipstick cameras that are weigh nothing. But I remember in the 80s even having to be worried about weight and balance, so I can't even imagine what strapping a 16mm camera on that wing must have been like.
No, it was really great.
Of course, Art was a consummate air show and a performer and pilot. So.
And he was getting into motion picture work a lot at that point, too. So, he was anxious to be able to share that opportunity with Johnny.
Great, great. How many hours did he have when he stopped flying?
He had a little over 100.
Okay.
A little over 100. And I think that this was 1963. He had just been doing The Tonight Show for a year.
Right.
The show at that time was an hour and 45 minutes. It was 5 days a week. It's a tremendous amount of work, and it was just too much. Actually, he told me that he made a landing, I think it was at Teterboro, and it was a little gusty, and he took out a bunch of runway lights. And he got out, and he said, "I'm not doing that anymore.
Okay.
I'm going to just wait for that."
quit while you're ahead.
That's right.
Right.
So now this the relationship between the two of you is kind of just kept going via the flight bag?
Yeah, just, well, actually, not by the flight bag, by the video.
Footage, right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I worked with the Flying Samaritans, which is a group of volunteers who flew doctors and medical personnel down in the Baja California with Bob Schumacher, who was also the president at that time.
Yeah.
And we just happened to cross paths in San Felipe, which is in the middle of nowhere. There were literally six people in this building, and then I ran into Judy, of all people.
Yeah, go figure. You know, sometimes... Yeah. The moon, the planets, and the stars all line up for a reason, and you don't know why at the time. But here we are.
There you go. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming out and joining us this evening, and especially for sharing the footage and the stories that go along with the flight bag and that very memorable flight. And as they said, make sure you go up to the EIA Air Venture Museum. Of course, it's free with your wristband, and take a look at that display. It's really nice to have that underneath the chipmunk. That's been a fixture of the Air Venture Museum for as long as I can remember, and this is a nice addition. So thank you very much
Thanks,
for doing
Steve.
And
thank you very
for
much.
Being here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you.